Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Joining us now, he's part of the broadcast team pre and post game on our sister station, The Score in Chicago. Olin Krutz, longtime center in the NFL, an all-pro, multi-time pro bowler, a great player for the Bears. But Olin, here's the most important question. If I grew up in Hawaii, I don't think I would ever leave Hawaii. Why did you ever leave? I mean, I know you had to play football and that nonsense. But how did you leave?
They weren't paying me to play football in Hawaii. So they don't have a professional team, so that's why I ended up here. And then we got here and ended up with six kids, and they were in high school by the time I retired. So here I am, stuck in Hawaii, stuck in Illinois. I always tell my kids, kids ruin the greatest dreams.
That's certainly true. I mean, you nailed that 100. I went, you know, for me, it was my honeymoon, of course, which a lot of people go. And I went to Maui and Kauai, and I was just like, this is the most magical place on earth. I didn't want to go home. I tried to talk my wife into just staying there, but I couldn't talk her into it.
No, it is a beautiful place right now, although they are still on lockdown from the pandemic there, and the high school kids aren't playing football yet. So, kind of glad I'm here so my kids can be involved in sports, to be honest with you.
That's true.
Oh, let's talk about this game. The Browns come in 1-1, of course, against the Chicago Bears. What do you make so far of the Cleveland Browns? They had a tough loss to Kansas City, then they get a win over the Houston Texans. We kind of felt better after the loss to Kansas City than we did over the win to Houston, because there was a lot of mistakes made defensively and some things that just didn't go our way that we didn't like. What do you make of the Browns?
A really good football team. You know, they look like a playoff team to me. You know you're a good football team when you start being disappointed in wins, right? You expect to blow teams out. Tyrod Taylor, a little better player than most people give him credit for, moved the ball pretty well. I mean, I know that Davis Mills came in, and he had two touchdowns also. And like you said, looked like they had some coverage issues and just communication problems, things that you would expect for them to get cleaned up, you know, with Newsom at cornerback, a young cornerback, and everybody trying to work together again. But that run game, it looks like it's special to me. If they can get their own linemen healthy and keep them healthy with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, and then get, you know, obviously I know one of the receivers went down this week, and, you know, get Odell Beckham Jr. back. I mean, I think they obviously are going to be tough to handle, just because late in the year, guys, if you can rush the passer and run the ball and they have the guys to do that, you can compete in the playoffs.
We're talking the longtime NFL Bears, mostly offensive lineman Olin Krutz. Olin, the Bears obviously have been looking for that young franchise quarterback forever. They hope they have finally found it in Justin Fields. He came in there against the Bengals last week in the second half. How did you think he looked, and what should we as Browns fans and the Browns players expect from him on the field this week?
Well, he's a dynamic athlete, like everybody I'm sure in Ohio knows, right? He runs a 4.3 40. He's got a really good arm, but he still is a rookie. He's still young. Sometimes he doesn't step up in the pocket when he needs to. Forgot the cadence a couple of times last week, it looked like to me. So he struggles with what young quarterbacks struggle with. But if you put him in a zone read, you put him in an offense that he can operate in and keep the defense off balance, he'll be hard to deal with, you know, because he gives you so many options out there on the edge. And last week they ran a zone read. He ends up 1-on-1 with Trey Hendrickson, and, you know, the defensive end, and you'll take that matchup all day long just because the kind of athlete that Justin Fields is. So I would tell your fans to expect a guy who's got all the talent in the world but still learning how to play quarterback. I'm sure you guys went through that with Baker Mayfield. Well, there's just stuff that these young quarterbacks have to learn. Last week, you know, the Bengals got him. They showed blitz zero. It looked like blitz zero across the board. And then they dropped one of their linebackers right into where he threw his hot route all preseason. Obviously, good film study by the Bengals. Obviously, setting up the young player. I don't know why Coach Nagy had him throwing in that situation anyway late in the game, but he did. And it was a really bad interception. So there's things, there's growing pains he has to learn from. But if this guy gets out and starts running, you'll see how fast he is. And he threw a couple of really nice balls last week.
Olin, how excited are the Bears fans to finally get to see Justin Fields' first start?
Oh, man, the city's on fire for this year. I don't know if any player since I've been here, and I've been here since 1998, had the city as excited as Justin Fields. And, like, I don't know if you guys know, but I'm sure you guys do kind of know if your fan base knows. The Chicago fan base has not had a good starting quarterback for a long time, a franchise-type quarterback. So this guy's got everybody excited because he sure does look the part. He sure does sound the part. And everybody's just waiting to see if this guy is the guy that can be their quarterback for a long time. I think I snapped to about 18 different quarterbacks in my 13 years with the Chicago Bears. So
amazing.
It'd be good to see a guy like Justin Fields take that position and be the quarterback for a long, long time.
You know, when it comes to Matt Nagy and the way he handled the situation, you know, we were critical here from the outside. I don't understand, like, either he's ready or he's not. And if he was ready, he should have played week one, in my opinion. If he wasn't, how is he ready 2 weeks later? I don't understand why wouldn't Foles be the backup if he was truly not ready. What do you think? Do you think he handled this situation correctly?
I thought after preseason, I thought Justin Fields should have been the guy. I mean, Coach Nagy's been really consistent, though, with the fact that they were going to go to Andy Dalton as their starting quarterback so Justin Fields could sit and learn, and they want to develop him correctly. And obviously, Coach Nagy's from the Andy Reid tree. He was in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes. You know, I think he thinks that Patrick Mahomes sitting behind Alex Smith, he learned a lot. And I think that this was just his plan, that he didn't want to rush him in. But like you said, all of a sudden now they get injured to Andy Dalton, and he's telling us he's ready. And I'm with you. I've said before that if you ever seen that Spider-Man gif where it's two Spider-Mans pointing at each other, that's Foles and Andy Dalton, right? So they're the same guy. And they can run the offense the same way for Coach Nagy. But you know, eventually who's supposed to be in there in the NFL, whoever's supposed to be starting, usually gets the job. I don't think that it was handled correctly. I thought Justin Fields should have been started from the beginning because this offense just, guys, they just struggle to score points. They're averaging 13.5 points a game this year on offense. They had that touchdown from Roquan Smith. So if you take that out, it knocks them down to about 13 points a game. In the last 28 games that Coach Nagy has been calling plays, they've been averaging under 18 points a game because, you know, Bill Lazor called plays last year for five or six games. If you take those games out, they're under 18 points a game. They can't put the ball in the end zone. They can't score points. They don't have no explosion in their offense, explosive plays, and this kid gives you that. He gives you the chance to do that. Last week he threw a nice pass to Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson comes up with that most of the times but drops it in the end zone. So this kid can put it over the top. And if you drop him in coverage and you're not watching him come out of that pocket, he can take it a long way.
You know, you mentioned Allen Robinson, Olin. To me, this guy is maybe the most underrated wide receiver in the league because he's been in the league 8 years between Jacksonville and you guys. He's never played with a single decent quarterback in 8 years. I know he's been frustrated by that. He kind of wanted to leave at the end of the year. Where is he at right now? Because, you know, I mean, I can't imagine if he had played with some good quarterbacks, the numbers he would have put up. And obviously there's been frustration. Where is he, you know, with this team and with Justin Fields right now?
Yeah, look, this guy is the kind of guy, kind of football player you want on your team. He's a pro's pro. He shows up every year. And like you said, no matter who's at quarterback, he plays at a Pro Bowl, either Pro Bowl or an All-Pro type level. Now, this year we haven't seen him much of him yet, you know, break out. Last week he had a nice catch and broke a tackle, you know, for 12 yards. But I think he only has eight receptions this year, which for him is not a lot, you know. But he is a guy that you have to watch out there. He is a dynamic and a very good football player. He is dependable, and I would imagine if you're Justin Fields, you're going to take a good look at throwing the ball a lot to Allen Robinson just because he's going to be a tough matchup for your guys' cornerbacks, for Ward and Newsom.
Yeah,
he's a big guy. He's a big body. He runs really good routes. He's faster than you think he is. So he's everything you hear about. He's everything you said he is. And, yeah, he's frustrated. He's frustrated, first of all, that they didn't give him his contract yet, his long-term deal that he wants, right? He's played at a high level for a long time. And he's frustrated because I'm sure he thinks if he was playing with some of the top quarterbacks in the league, he'd have a lot better numbers. And a lot better numbers equals a lot more money.
Oh, let's talk some defense here with the Bears. How good are the Bears? How good is the Bears defense?
That's an interesting question, man, because they didn't look very good against the Rams, right? And they had a lot of coverage busts. Their defensive line now, guys, the defensive line has against the salary cap just this year, they're $52 million against the salary cap. So they have a lot of money in that defensive line. Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks has been playing at a high level. I cannot wait. I'll have my popcorn ready for him and Teller. Going against each other all day. I would suggest to J.C. Treader that he get over there and help Teller out because that's how good Akeem Hicks is. I don't know if Eddie Goldman's going to be playing their nose guard. Another very good player. He's missed the first two games. He opted out of last year, so we have not seen him in a long time. Roquan Smith, very good linebacker. But I went back and looked at – I was thinking to myself, man, I haven't seen with the Cleveland Browns coming up after watching your guys' film, I was thinking I haven't seen – the Bears defense played really good against a good offense in a long time. So I went back and looked, and since week 7 last year, every playoff team they played, they've given up about 30 points a game. So we're still waiting for this defense comeback. Last week was kind of the return of, you know, they called them the monsters of the Midway. Last week was kind of the return of the monsters. They had 4 takeaways in 4 consecutive possessions that really helps them out. The defense was really getting after Burrow, the D-line was in the backfield all day running over that offensive line. Obviously, your guys' offensive line a little better than the Bengals' offensive line. But the Bears' defensive line is the key to this team, and they're going to have to create havoc to have a chance this week. And their nickelback is a suspect position for them. They started the year with Marquise Christian out there. They went to Duke Shelley last week. If they match him up on Njoku this week and your guys' tight ends, Hooper and Harrison Bryant, that could give them a lot of problems. So we will see. I'm still kind of Sean Desai, a new defensive coordinator now. I'm still kind of on the fence on what they are and what they aren't.
Olin, last thing, our defensive line really struggled to get to the quarterback. We were surprised against Houston. You know, we've heard from the outside that the Bears offensive line is not very good, but we're not watching them play every week. You're a former offensive lineman. You are all over this team. How good is that Bears offensive line, and how concerned are they about Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney?
They're really concerned about Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney. Obviously, I'm sure you guys know they signed Jason Peters, 39-year-old Jason Peters, because the guy they drafted out of Oklahoma State in the second round, Tevin Jenkins, had back surgery. They have to sign Jason Peters in emergency. Larry Barone, their fifth-round pick, has a high ankle sprain. He's been out. So they're on their third option, left tackle. Their offensive line has to be better than the sum of its parts. And by that, I mean they have to play really, really well together to be a good unit. They played a little bit above their head, you know, opposite of the defensive line that has $52 million in it. Ryan Pace has put $13 million in his offensive line this year. So you usually in life you get what you pay for. And they're going to have to play above their heads a little bit, especially against Myles Garrett. Obviously, Myles Garrett's been winning against 2 very good left tackles to open the year in Orlando Brown and Laremy Tunsil. So those matchups sometimes dictate your numbers. But they can be taken advantage of, especially on the road, especially with a rookie quarterback, especially if your guys' crowd is loud and giving them problems. They've had some problems with false starts and stuff. So they are a below-average unit that has been playing above average the first couple of weeks. David Montgomery, the running back, very tough runner, helps out a lot. With his running style, breaks a lot of tackles, runs strong. But that offensive line, they are going to have to play. You'd have to give the Chicago Bears more than they're capable of, and that by that I mean they have to play really, really well together this week to walk out of Cleveland with a win.
Olin, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for the insight. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Got it. Olin Kreutz is a great center for the Bears for over a decade.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.